Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into a topic that can feel pretty complex, maybe even a little bit confusing for businesses.
Definitely.
It's about figuring out the costs when you're looking to hire a digital marketing agency, and we're zoning in specifically on Australia here.
Yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it? You get a few quotes, you look at them, and you just think, hang on, am I comparing the same service here?
Exactly.
Our source material puts it, you're left asking if it's apples with apples or apples with spaceships.
That's such a good way to describe it. It really feels like this big unknown around agency pricing.
Mm-hmm.
So our aim today, using this blog post, Australia Digital Marketing Agency Cost Guide, mm-hmm. as our map, is basically to clear up some of that murky water.
Right.
We want to help you understand what actually goes into these costs. So, you know, you can make choices that really line up with your business goals and, importantly, your budget.
That makes sense.
Okay, let's unpack this then.
So maybe let's start with the big picture, kind of setting the scene from the source's view. The digital marketing world in Australia is, well, it's massive.
Yeah.
The blog points out that digital ad spend hit over, what, $14.3 billion. And the kicker is most Australians are looking online first before they buy anything.
Wow. Okay. So that's a huge sign, isn't it? If you're not really visible online.
You're kind of invisible to a lot of people.
Right. And this shift to digital, it's naturally spawned this whole range of providers, like from solo freelancers right up to these big full service agencies.
And the source makes a really key point early on, sort of echoing Peter Drucker, that your choice of business model is fundamental.
How so?
Because it defines how value gets created and delivered. So even before you look at agency prices, you need to think about your options: freelancer, in-house, or agency.
Oh, okay. Which leads us nicely into that comparison the source lays out. It's got this really helpful table, actually, breaking down the pros and cons.
Yeah, it does. It points out, like, a freelancer might charge hourly, maybe at $25 to $80, something like that. Hiring can be quick, maybe a week or two. But reliability, it can be a bit hit or miss, you know? And project management, that's usually on you. So they're often best for smaller, specific tasks, maybe quick campaigns.
Okay, got it. Then there's bringing it in-house.
Right. The source figures the hourly equivalent there is higher, maybe $50 to $100 once you add up salary, benefits, tools, all that stuff.
And hiring takes way longer.
Oh, yeah. 1 to 3 months, typically.
Mm.
Reliability is good if you get the right person and they stick around, but staff turnover is always a risk.
Mm-hmm.
And again, no built-in project management usually, and scaling up your team. That takes time. It's more for those long-term core needs inside the business.
Right. Which brings us to the agency model, our main focus today.
Yeah. The source puts their typical hourly rates somewhere between $75 and $200. Hiring's generally quicker than in-house, maybe 1 to 4 weeks.
And reliability.
It's usually pretty high. You've got a team structure, contracts in place. And the big one, project management is part of the deal.
Oh, okay. That's included?
Yep. And they're built to scale. If your needs grow, they can usually add more people or resources. Cost-wise, it's medium to high, but often comes in package deals. The source basically says this is the go-to for businesses wanting that full service, focusing on ROI, and needing things to scale up or down.
What I find interesting there is how the source looks beyond just the hourly cost.
Exactly. It brings in hiring speed, reliability, project management, scalability. It shows the value proposition is different for each model. It helps you look past just the, you know, the price tag right in front of you.
Yeah, that's a really good insight. And it's about matching the type of help to where your business is actually at.
Mm. Okay, so let's say you weighed those up and an agency feels right. How do they actually charge you? The source gets into the common pricing structures.
It does. It lists the main ones you'll likely see. Monthly retainers are pretty common for ongoing work, like a long-term partnership.
Then you've got project-based fees. Good for things with a clear start and end, you know, a specific campaign launch or a website build.
Makes sense.
Hourly rates offer flexibility, but the source warns, yeah, costs can be a bit unpredictable if the scope isn't nailed down really tightly.
Right. Scope creep.
Exactly. And then there's performance-based pay.
Ah, where they get paid based on results.
Yep. Tied directly to things like leads or sales. Sounds amazing because everyone's incentives are aligned, right?
Yeah, in theory.
But the source rightly flags that you need super clear, agreed upon metrics from the start, and honestly, a lot of trust between you and the agency.
Okay. Now, this next part, I think, is where it gets really useful for people trying to figure out those quotes that look so different. The source lists the key things that actually drive an agency's price up or down.
Absolutely. First off is, well, agency reputation and their expertise.
Makes sense.
Agencies that have won awards, have deep expertise in a specific niche, work with big name clients, or just have solid case studies showing results, they can charge more. The source even mentions, like, a top Sydney agency might charge 30-50% more because of their track record and, you know, local market knowledge.
Okay. No problem.
Service depth and quality is another big one. Are you just getting basic execution, or are you getting high level strategy too?
Nah.
How much time are senior people spending on your account versus junior staff? Do they have their own special methods or tools? What's the quality like for, say, creative stuff? And how often and detailed is the reporting? All those layers add up.
Gotcha. And the third factor.
That's all about your business needs and goals. How tough is your industry? Are you targeting just locally or nationally or even overseas?
Mm-hmm.
How complex are the campaigns you need? What's your typical sales cycle look like? How much reporting detail do you actually require? All that stuff shapes the amount of work involved for the agency.
This is very tailored, or it should be.
Ideally, yeah. Which leads into another crucial bit the source covers, potential hidden costs. This is where you really need to scrutinize that proposal.
Okay, yeah. The fine print, which people look out for there.
Things like separate setup fees just to get started. Sometimes software or platform licenses get passed straight on to you.
Oh, right.
Overage charges if you go over certain limits. Maybe fees if you need something done urgently, like rush fees. Mm. And costs for extra revisions if you go beyond what's initially included.
So it's about making sure you understand the total potential cost, not just the number on the front page.
Exactly. You got to ask about that stuff.
But importantly, the source stresses, it's not just about the cost figure itself. It's about the value you're getting back.
Mm-hmm.
It actually lays out four key things you should expect from a good digital marketing partner.
Right. Number one is transparency. That means, you know, a clear breakdown of where your money's going, access to your own data, honest feedback, even if it's not great news, and knowing who's actually doing the work.
Okay, transparency. What's next?
A strategic approach. So not just doing tasks, but providing a custom strategy tied to your goals. Recommendations should be based on research. They should be proactively tweaking things and looking at what your competitors are doing.
Strategy. Got it.
Third, measurable results. This is huge. The source says you need clear KPIs agreed up front. And the reporting shouldn't just be about activities like clicks or impressions.
But actual business outcomes.
Exactly. Tied to your bottom line. They should be able to show how their work leads to results using things like attribution modeling and always be looking for ways to improve based on that data.
Makes total sense. And the last one.
A true partnership mindset. This means they actually care about your business succeeding overall, not just picking off marketing tasks.
Mm.
They should be willing to share knowledge, have a setup that can grow with you, and keep you in the loop about important industry changes or new opportunities.
So going back to that initial confusion about comparing quotes,
yeah.
The source is really saying, shift your thinking. It's less about buying a commodity service and more about finding a strategic partner who's invested in your success.
Precisely. It's a different frame entirely.
Okay. So armed with that understanding, the source gives some really practical tips on, well, how to actually choose the right agency, questions to ask, red flags to spot.
Yeah, the questions are key. Things like, can you break down exactly what's included for this price? Or what kind of tangible results can we realistically expect? And over what time frame?
Good ones.
Also, who specifically is working on our account? What's their experience? And crucially, how do you measure success and how will you report it back to us?
Essential questions. And what about the red flags? What should make you pause?
Big ones the source mentions are guarantees that just sound way too good to be true. Like, we guarantee number one ranking.
Yeah, unlikely.
Vague answers about their strategy or how they work. If they're cagey about providing client references, that's not a great sign.
Mm-hmm.
A really big one. If they don't ask you lots of questions about your business goals before they start pitching solutions.
Oh, interesting. So they should be trying to understand you first.
Absolutely. And finally, watch out for the one-size-fits-all pricing. If it doesn't feel tailored to your needs at all, that could be a warning sign.
Okay, super helpful. Now, what about listeners thinking, wow, a full agency sounds like a big commitment, maybe too much right now. Does the source offer any, like, starting points?
It does, yeah. Some sort of stepping stones, you could call them.
Like what?
Well, you could just start with one channel that you think will have the biggest impact instead of trying to boil the ocean, you know.
Focus your budget.
Right. Or see if an agency is open to a trial period, a shorter commitment to test things out, see if you get some initial wins.
Okay.
Another idea is a hybrid approach. Maybe you do some basic stuff in-house, but outsource the more complex or technical bits to an agency partner.
Combining resources?
Yeah. The source also suggests looking for agencies with scalable packages, ones that can start smaller but grow with you. Or even checking out regional agencies. Sometimes they have lower overheads than city center ones, but still offer great expertise, especially for local businesses.
So there are options, even if you're not ready for the full, all-singing, all-dancing agency package right away.
Definitely.
Okay, so if we were to kind of wrap up the main message from this source material,
It
seems to be that choosing a digital marketing partner, it's really an investment, isn't it? Not just another line item expense.
Absolutely. The goal is measurable returns that actually help your business grow. And the best setups feel like real partnerships.
And that point about value is key, too.
Totally. The source makes it clear. Best value doesn't always mean cheapest price. It's about finding the agency that shows you the clearest path to hitting your specific business goals within your budget.
Right.
Like that Sydney agency example, sometimes paying a bit more might unlock local insights or expertise that delivers way better results in the end.
So hopefully, with all this insight from our deep dive, understanding the different models, the pricing, What drives costs, what real value looks like, those key questions, you, the listener, feel a bit more confident navigating those agency proposals and finding the right fit for you.
Yeah.
Which kind of leads to a final thought, maybe.
Okay.
Given how much the source stressed that value equation, especially measurable results and transparency, How would you actually go about assessing an agency's reporting before you sign up? What would you look for to make sure their metrics really show business impact, not just, you know, marketing fluff?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, making sure their success metrics align with your success metrics. It's definitely something to think about deeply before committing.
Absolutely. Keep that question in mind as you look at your options. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive today. Keep exploring. Keep questioning.